My name is Carol, and I am a compulsive overeater and a food addict from Ohio. I've been overweight most of my life, and I learned at a young age how comforting food was. No matter what emotions I was feeling, food always seemed to make it feel better until it no longer felt better for me. Then the shame and disgust usually settled in. And failure somehow settled in there too. And somehow food became my best friend. I became totally powerless over food. And no matter what I did, I could not stop. No amount of willpower relieved me of the pain I was in. So, over the course of the last 65 years, I tried every kind of diet imaginable. I tried Weight Watchers, I've tried Atkins. I tried liquid protein diets twice, as a matter of fact. I had surgery. I had the lap band done. I went to treatment. The more I dieted, the more I gained. And I got really depressed and full of shame. I felt like a total failure over in my lifetime. Since I was about 7 years old, I guess, I had gained and lost at least 150 pounds at least 7 times. And not only did it wreak havoc on my body, it affected all areas of my life. It affected my self-esteem, it affected my relationships, my work, it affected me financially. I was mentally obsessed with food. I mean, I could not stop thinking about it. When I was eating breakfast, I would try to figure out what I was going to have for lunch and for dinner, all of just thinking food constantly. And then I even would start thinking, planning out my week, what I was going to eat for the rest of the week. It was like food was just in my brain 24/7. So that used to just, I could never understand how something like that could happen, that all I wanted to do, if I wasn't worried about what I was going to be eating, I was worried about how was I going to lose this weight being so heavy. And it affected everything. I spent thousands and thousands of dollars on diets, gyms, treatment centers, my surgery, buying clothes. If I wasn't thinking, I hated myself and everyone else involved, in my life. Because I was so down on myself and hated myself. I even did try OA years ago, probably 25 years ago, but I never followed a program. I never cleaned up my past. I didn't get a sponsor. I never worked the steps, nothing. All I did was use it. I went to meetings and then I used it as a diet, a white knuckle diet for me. And eventually, I felt like I hit rock bottom. I was hiding in the. I used to buy my son all this food and I would eat it all before he got up in the morning. And he would get really mad at me wanting to know what I did with all his food. And then he was just like disgusted with me when he found out that I ate it all. So I really was a low bottom food addict and or compulsive overeater. And I used to hide in the closet. I remember when my husband was watching TV, I would take cereal and bowls and I would go sit into the, set it in the closet for after he went to bed. I would go in the closet and eat a whole box of cereal. And I did this every night. And I got to the point where I would tell him I was going to the post office to get our mail. And while I was on the way there, I would stop at the Dairy Queen and get all kinds of stuff to eat. I had so much shame and embarrassment over my binging, and I lied all the time about it. I didn't want anybody to know what I was doing. So in 2021, I knew I had to do something drastically. I had to make a drastic change. So I came back to a program and took drastic measures and I got abstinent. And I've been ever abstinent ever since through the grace of God. I work a very strong program now. This time I did what was suggested. I follow the 9 tools and I work the steps on a daily basis. Because of my abstinence and working a program, I have lost 130 pounds, and I've been maintaining that now for about a year and a half. I've been in the same size clothes for the last two seasons, which is amazing because I had every size imaginable in my closet and never knew if they were going to fit or not. And I'm more motivated and energetic than I've ever been before. Being abstinence has given me a whole new life that I never knew existed. I am more confident and loving towards myself and everybody else, and I'm an active participant in my life. I travel a lot and I walk more. I do things I haven't done in years. As a matter of fact, two weeks ago, I decided I'm going to go roller skating. And it was amazing that it came back just like riding a bike. And somebody said to me, "You're 67 years old. You shouldn't be roller skating." And it was like, I love doing that. I'm not dead, but it gave me a lot of freedom from my health issues and just being able to do stuff I haven't been able to do for years. My husband always tells everybody all I did was sit on the couch all day and play on my iPad and not do anything because of my weight. But for me, abstinence is the most important thing in my life above anything else. I work my life around my abstinence. I don't work my abstinence around, my life gets worked around my abstinence. If it doesn't benefit my abstinence, I won't do it. I have nothing left to offer if I lose my abstinence. I'm not present in my life when I'm into the food, and everyone around me suffers. So, but because of my abstinence, I no longer crave food. I'm no longer obsessed by it. I have peace around the food. And to me, abstinence is it's everything to me. I mean, for the first time in my life, I can honestly say that I love myself. And I am so grateful for the past 2.5 years that I pray on a daily basis to my higher power that I could stay abstinent for today. And I know it's just one day at a time. And I know that if I take that one bite, that's going to push me over the edge. And I'm not willing to go back there. I don't want to go there for anything. And, you know what? With that, I think I'll pass. That's all I really have to say. I'm just thank God that I'm abstinent today. And thank you for allowing me to share.